Maryland's News, now on WBAL.
We are marking the 50th anniversary of the first Surgeon General's report on smoking and health. This is the report that led to the Surgeon General's warning label on cigarette packs. Joining us to discuss what progress has been made in the past 50 years is the 16th Surgeon General of the United States, Dr. David Satcher. Dr. Satcher, I guess it's safe to say there has been progress made, but just how much progress has been made in 50 years?
It's been dramatic progress in the last 50 years, and it's illustrated by the fact that when the Surgeon General released the report in 1964, about 43 to 45% of the American people were smokers, and today it's 18%. That reduction is the most dramatic in the world when it comes to smoking. So there has been progress. However, we still have over 430,000 deaths a year from smoking, making it the highest preventable cause of death in the country. And every day, of course, at least 1,000 new young people become addicted. And 90% of people who become addicted to smoking become addicted before they're 18 years of age. So even though we estimate that we've saved perhaps 8 million lives since 1964, we're still having too many deaths in this country and throughout the world.
Dr. Satcher, yes, we have made progress. Yes, fewer people are smoking, but we've also become a more educated society. So the question has to be asked, why is anyone still smoking, given the dangers that are apparent?
I think it's a great question. Education has certainly been very important, has been important in bringing down the smoking rates. But there has been all kinds of marketing, subtle and obvious, of tobacco to children. In the theater, as you travel throughout the community, there are signs. So all of these things entice young people, I think, to smoke. And plus, they're around people who smoke. And they suffer from that, of course. Children suffer increased risk of ear infections, asthma symptoms, because they are in environments where people who smoke. So we have this good news, bad news thing, and we've got to keep working to reduce smoking in this country. I think the best things that have happened have been policy changes, restricting the sale of cigarettes to children, raising the prices, but also policies that prohibit smoking in public places. California was the first state, 1987, restricted smoking in public places. And we know that those policies have had a tremendous impact, not just in reducing the exposure, but convincing people not to begin to smoke, or helping people who are smokers to quit smoking, because it represents a change in culture, a change in the social milieu, reduces the popularity of smoking.
Seems that the public has another option now, e-cigarettes. What do children need to be told about e-cigarettes?
Well, my message to children is resist engaging in any activity that is as addicting as nicotine. And e-cigarettes are a nicotine delivery system. The positive things about e-cigarettes, I think, if any, because we're still learning, apply to adults who have been addicted to smoking already. And by using e-cigarettes, they're trying to reduce their consumption of all of the chemicals that are involved with regular cigarettes. And, of course, it means that they're not exposing other people in their environment. So you could argue that if you're going to smoke, in the interest of your family and others, it's better to smoke e-cigarettes than other cigarettes.
Dr. Satcher, you're involved in a one-day summit today focusing on how the prevention can lead to a tobacco-free youth generation. What has come out of that so far today?
What we've had this morning of significance, of course, is that each of the former surgeons general who's here has presented, summarizing the reports that he or she released. And the way it was when he or she was Surgeon General. I released three reports as Surgeon General, one on minorities and smoking, one on women and smoking, and in 2000 at the World Conference of Smoking, I released the Reducing Tobacco Use, which has played a major role in the WHO Treaty on Tobacco and the new laws that came out of that.
Dr. David Satcher, the Surgeon General from 1998 through January of 2001, thank you for your input today.
Delighted to be with you, John.